بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم اما بعد one of the objects of our Islahi Jalsa is to create the fikr and concern within every person that how can the whole of deen come into a person's life. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة, O people of Iman, enter into Islam completely. ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان, do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan, he is your open enemy. So here we are learning that the whole of deen has to come into our life. We have to enter into Islam completely. Ulama have said, our private life, there are five branches of deen which a person has to bring into his life. His aqaid has to be correct, his ibadat, acts of worship, mu'amalat, our business dealings, mu'asharat, our social etiquette, and our akhlaq and our character. So when all of these things are correct in our life, then we are true Muslims. So throughout this jalsa, we have spoken of three already. This is the fourth one on mu'asharat. If we are not living in alone, we are living in a society, we are meeting with other people. And Islam has taught us how much we deal with our rights, our parents, our children, our spouses, our in-laws, teachers, students, friends, all of these things. So here, inshallah, we will mention a few important principles in our deen by which our social life can become correct. The first one is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisani wa yadi. The true Muslim is he who other Muslims are saved from his tongue and from his hands. This means that we should not cause any harm and difficulty to any other Muslim person. Because normally we meet with other Muslims, the hadith says the word Muslim. Otherwise a Muslim person must not cause harm to another person, the slightest difficulty, inconvenience, hurt, displeasure, ill feeling, to even a non-Muslim person, to even an animal, and even to the environment. A Muslim has to be careful about this. So not causing taklif to other people, difficulty to other people. This is the first principle. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِي. Every one of you is a shepherd and he will be questioned regarding his flock. This means that every one of us, we have to fulfill the rights of other people. Allah Ta'ala will question a person on the day of Qiyamah, you were the father, you were the mother in the house, you were the amir of a place, you were a servant looking after your master's wealth. Every person will be questioned what he was responsible for. So today the whole world is fighting for their rights. We want our rights, we want our rights. Islam teaches us, you fulfill the rights of other people and you ask Allah Ta'ala for your rights. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that after I leave this world, there will be many acts of discrimination against you. And you won't like these certain matters. So the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what must we do? So he said, تَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَكُمْ. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your rights. And تُؤَدُّونَ الْحُقُوقِ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ. And you fulfill your duties. To other people you fulfill your duties, but you ask Allah Ta'ala for your rights. Number three, many times we have to forego our rights in this world and forgive other people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you give up an argument and you are on the right, a palace will be built for you in the middle of Jannah. You're fighting with somebody, having an argument, you are right. But to create unity and muhabbat, you say, never mind, I was wrong. You are right. So one palace will be built with you for you in the middle of Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of this year. Yet whenever we humble ourselves, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, when a person gives charity, his money never ever got less. And you should forgive somebody else, Allah will increase you in honor. And when you humble yourself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will elevate you, Allah will raise you. So this is the third thing. We'll forego the rights of our own rights and forgive, learn to forgive people. Number four, honoring and serving one another. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any youngster he shows respect to an old person because of his age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint someone who will respect him when he becomes old. So we must learn, have this jazba of khidmat, serving our elders, our older people. Have this is a very great quality in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to honor other people, that beware of suspicion, because it is the worst of lies. Do not eavesdrop, do not spy on one another, do not compete in this dunya, in worldly matters against one another, do not be jealous of one another, do not have enmity and hatred in your heart for one another, and do not turn away from one another. O servants of Allah, remain like brothers as Allah has commanded us. A Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He neither wrongs him, he doesn't oppress him, he doesn't abandon helping him, he doesn't belittle him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, taqwa is here, piety is in the heart. It is sufficient as a sin to despise one's brother, looking down upon your Muslim brother. And Allah does not look at your bodies, at your appearances, but Allah looks at your heart and Allah looks at your deeds. And for one Muslim to another Muslim, his life, his blood, and his wealth is haram for another Muslim. We cannot cause harm to another Muslim's life, his blood and his honor. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, especially from ghibah, backbiting, which is so common. The reason why Allah has made it haram is to honor our Muslim brother. He's got a very high status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not speak about other people in speaking bad about any other person. Number five, for our social dealings to become correct is simplicity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-bazazatu min al-iman, al-bazazatu min al-iman. Simplicity is part of iman. Simplicity is part of iman. If we have simplicity in our lives, we can fulfill the rights of others. Other people, we are in difficulty, problems, we can help and assist them. And we are safe from jealous eyes. Today, unfortunately, there is no simplicity left. So we have to bring simplicity in our dressing, in our homes, in our vehicles, in our marriages, in our funerals. Our deen is part of is simplicity. So this is another very important quality, simplicity. Number six, humility. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart, he will not enter Jannah. So one person asked, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man likes, he likes beautiful clothing, he likes his shoes must be nice. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is beautiful. Allah loves beauty. What is pride? Batarul haq wa ghamtun nas. Not to accept the truth. Someone tells you the truth, you're not prepared to accept it. And you know you're wrong also. But you're still stubborn, you're not prepared to accept it. And looking down upon people. As Al-Hajim Dazullah Muhajim Makki rahmatullah alayhi said, that if you want unity, everyone is crying for unity in the world today. But the only way unity will be created is by humility. If people have got humility, then unity will be created. And as long as there's pride in people, there will always be fight and disunity. And the last way, the last important point of our social etiquette is abstaining from the weight of the disbelievers. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Don't even incline slightly to the way of the kuffar, otherwise the fire of Jahannam will touch you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever imitates a nation, he is regarded amongst them. So every part of our life in Islam, we have got our own tariqah, our own way. Allah give us tawfiq. Try to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our pious three defenses in all aspects of our life. So in basic, these are the certain usul and principles for our social life. Don't cause harm to others, fulfillment of rights, foregoing of our rights, honoring and serving one another, simplicity, humility, and abstaining from the ways of the kuffar and disbelievers. There is a kitab of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, Adab al-Mu'asharat. You can study this kitab, the other kitabs also. How must a person learn to fulfill the rights of other people, etc. Allah Ta'ala grant myself and all of us to make amal.